Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Now that President Trump is president, what's happening in our world behind the scenes that you might need an update on? Well, I've asked my friend Michael Letts. He's been on our show before. He has talked about police funding. He collects money to give policemen vests to protect them throughout the USA. Invest USA is his not-for-profit organization. Many of you have called before as he's been my guest, and I've asked him to come on again because he's written a new book, Truth, Lies, Control, Finding Hope in an Upside-Down World. Michael Letts, welcome to Encounter, and this is truly an upside-down world right now, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it, Judy. First of all, let me thank you for the opportunity to be with you, and let me thank you for what you are doing for America. And how do I say that? Because America is desperate for truth. They are desperate to know the reality of what is really happening and the reality of what sin has caused this country to face. And it is being exposed as we speak. We are literally in a battle for the very soul of America. And it is in the heat of the moment right now. And quite frankly, the opposition is doing everything, including trying to hide the narratives and the truth from the American people. Thank God that you exist.
So, Michael, you're in Washington, D.C., and you were telling me before this call that you are in the midst of the thick of things. What is happening in Washington that we need to know?
Well, I will tell you this. It really is very disheartening from this standpoint. President Trump made the commitment that we would right the ship. What do we mean by that? We would expose wrongdoing, that we would determine to hold people accountable and that justice would prevail once again. Well, we started that, first of all, by making sure that we made our border secure. We sent troops there, over 13,000 troops. We have started with the rounding up of illegal immigrants. What I mean by illegal immigrants, we're not talking about the mom and pops. We are talking about the drug cartels. We're talking about the human sex traffickers, terrorists, and literally villains that are too hideous to describe, that have been brought over by the thousands by the past administration and just put all across America. We're in the process of deporting roughly 2,000 a day. Here's where we're at. We're gathering. We have raids all across the country. We're gathering them up. We're moving them to deportation camps. They're not staying there. We've got military aircraft on the runways waiting. We put them in shackles. Because quite frankly, these are the worst of the worst, and we're moving them out of the country immediately to make sure that our nation and our streets are secure. But some of the negative, I mean, there's just so much to talk about. I'll try to be as quick as I can. But a lot of these raids have been not been productive because they have been informed that we were coming. Now, here's how that happened. George Soros, who, by the way, is not spending his money, has received $260 million, we just discovered, of our dollars, tax dollars,
what?
To help fund progressive prosecutors, to help impeach the president of the United States, Trump, and to basically just cause chaos in this country. That is being investigated. Indictments will be coming on that. But in the meantime, he took a lot of that money and bought radio stations, newspapers, and
yes,
they're being used to disseminate the information of where the raids are and what time they're going to be, exactly to the description of what vehicles will be being used. But here is the most disheartening thing. The question is, how would they know that information?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
It grieves me to tell you this, Judy, but in the last 24 hours, we have discovered it is the FBI who is leaking this information. Members within the FBI who are so weaponized and so liberalized that they're doing everything they can to thwart restoring of justice to America. Now, I will tell you this. They are in the process, as we speak, of being arrested. And not just arrested, they're fired, they're being arrested. And they will be tried with the most severe penalties that we can place on them. This can never happen. You are placing American ICE agents, American law enforcement, at risk for ambushes by disclosing the raids that we're in the process of doing. It is a shame, Judy, that we have people in this country who hate this country and who hate righteousness so much that they're willing to abuse their positions of authority to advance wickedness. But we're going to make sure that that is flushed out and it is dealt with as it should be and accordingly. So that's kind of what's going on. But let me give you a step further on the border.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What about the sanctuary cities and the borders there?
Two things that are happening. On sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, any state that is in violation of Section 18, the federal code that prohibits you, that is a felony, for you to harbor or aid and abet illegal immigrants or to obstruct the justice and the performance of the duty of federal officers, has now been, Pam Bondi has notified three states so far, Illinois, New York, and others, that their federal funding is now being immediately terminated. First thing. Second thing is their governors, their attorney generals are being notified that indictments are being prepared immediately against them and will be served and they will be arrested because they're in violation of federal law. And so, quite frankly, it is amazing to watch these people scramble now. They never thought that justice would come, but it is coming. And this is why it's so important that it's coming. Let me tell you a shocking thing that has happened on the border. We know from intelligence, our intelligence resources, that the cartels have mobilized all their forces along the border to be proposed and ready to strike into the United States. What do they mean by that? Well, here's exactly what the memo is saying. They want to utilize weaponized drones. We're talking about military-grade drones. And bring them, fly them across the border and attack our border patrol and our troops and create holes to which they can begin to transport these illegal immigrants across once again. Why is this so critical for them? Because most people don't understand the Mexican cartels control the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. So any illegal immigrant can't set foot in that water without the cartel's blessing. How do you get the cartel's blessing? It's $20,000 per person. I want you to do the math, Judy, from a few months back. When Joe Biden was in office, 15,000 per day were crossing illegally. Times 20,000 per person, you can now see why the cartels are launching a full-scale operation to try to reverse our position and bring illegals back in. But I will tell you the most disappointing thing in this particular issue is I told you about them having militarized drones.
Right.
Here's what we just discovered in the last few hours. The aid that we have been sending to Ukraine, okay?
Yeah.
We knew, or had heard rumor, that less than 20%, 10 to 20% was actually getting to the front line to quote unquote for democracy to fight the bad Putin. Here's the reality what we've discovered is the best of our armaments. We're talking about the best of our machinery, highly sophisticated, classified armaments were being given to Ukraine. They were selling them to
what?
Iran and to the cartels. Now you understand they sold them to these people. Our billions of dollars of equipment given to them, they sold it to our enemies. If you go to Europe right now, if you go to the Alps, the Riviera, et cetera, it's flooded with Ukrainian tourists who are dropping $1 million a day in money. Where did that money come from? You and I. It came out of our U.S. Treasury. And that, to me, is just utterly disgusting that we have funded our adversaries. And this is why it's such a critical role that we get to the bottom of this corruption and hold people accountable. It's not enough anymore to say, oh, you can't do that, or we're going to fire you, or let's just fire you. They need to be arrested and tried, not in our judicial system. This is where I want the American people to understand. We have Gitmo. Why do you think we opened up Gitmo with 30,000 beds? Gitmo is a military installation, and it is the only place we can do military tribunals. Military tribunal is totally different from our judicial system. Military tribunal is authorized by the Constitution for any crime that affects national security. These are national security crimes. Now, here's what you're going to find out, Judy, that makes it even more sickening. But why is there such opposition to the $300 billion that we've already identified and looking at less than 2% of the budget that we spend? We've identified $300 billion of waste so far. Why are they trying so desperately to shut it down? We have discovered this in the last few hours. It's not just amount of waste. Oh, I bought a more expensive pen than you think I should have had you.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with that. They have set up an elaborate system of money laundering, embezzlement, and stealing our money. These are the elected officials and bureaucrats. And we're not talking about one or two. We're talking about thousands.
In the United States.
And that is why this country is in such poor shape. We have thieves. We have literally, I can't even describe the words I would want to use for the kind of people who have done this to our country.
Wow.
We'll hold them accountable is all I can tell you, Judy.
Michael Letts, an ordained minister. He serves as a councilman on the Central Midlands Council of Government. And he holds leadership positions in the Chamber of Commerce and Kiwanis. He's also an author. He also is working on programs to provide vests for police. So how did you get so involved in what's really happening here in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question, Judy. It's very simple. We started InVest 32 years ago because cops did not have bulletproof vests at the time. Many, many did not. And as we began to take care of the needs of officers from going from just a concealable vest to active shooter vest, et cetera, the question that I was always asked is, I want to help your charity, but why are we doing this? How come the government isn't taking care of the people who protect and defend us? It was a valid question. Now you see why we are involved here with helping the Trump administration. This is the reason why. Because they're stealing, they're abusing, they're taking your and I tax dollars. And instead of spending what the Constitution says, remember the Constitution says our first order of business as the U.S. government is to provide for the common defense. Instead of taking care of our first responders, our military, et cetera, they're using it to line their own pockets. And those days are coming to an end.
And these are people in the U.S. and around the world.
Both. And most of them are in the U.S. Let me explain, give your listeners a little synopsis of how this works. It's called NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Basically, they're charities. They create thousands of them. And they create them for a cause. We're going to environmental or, you know, how to have a better foreign relations, et cetera. Then this is what they do. They say, I want people to serve on my board. And so they get elected members, congressmen, senators. And they don't just, I always thought you serve voluntarily. Oh, no. They pay them millions, not million, millions, plural, of dollars to serve on their board. And what do they need to do by serving on the board? Oh, by the way, we're going to ask Congress to allocate $100 million for our organization. And they get it. Wow. And that is when you look at thousands of these organizations getting $50, $100, $200 million from USAID, the State Department, and others, you understand now where the money is going. This is how we have gotten to the place where we are in this country. They're stealing our money.
Michael Letts is my guest. We'll be right back after we take a break. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Please stay tuned. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. This is Encounter, Truth, Lies, and Control, Finding Hope in an Upside-Down World. Michael Letts is the author of this book, and we are talking to Michael Letts right now on Encounter. Michael, you shared in the first part about NGOs and a lot of the other stuff that is happening that they are finding out concerning corruption. Give us one or two more examples, then I'd like to talk more about your book so that people can have some insight into your new book.
Thank you, Judy. Be happy to. Two quick examples that just occurred in the last few hours. We have discovered $2.75 trillion, not billion, trillion dollars that has been misappropriated by our Medicare and Medicaid system. You say, what do you mean by misappropriated? They've either been sent to people that are dead or they've been sent to people that are overseas, and we don't. Our Medicare is not for other countries. It's our country. $2.75 trillion. Understand, we have a $35 trillion debt. You see, if we get this country straightened out, how fast we'll get that taken care of.
Wow, that's
another
amazing.
Positive I want to let you know is that, unfortunately, 2 days ago, contrary to the executive order of the President of the United States, FEMA sent $59 million to New York for a hotel, for the Roosevelt Hotel, to house illegal immigrants. As soon as we found out about it, we fired every one of them. We have recalled, taken that $59 million back, and we are in the process now of going through, and we're going to start holding people accountable that allowed that to happen. They will be fired and charged for embezzlement. This is what I want the American people to understand. It's not enough now for us just to tell them you did wrong, you're fired. They need to be held accountable, and we are starting to issue orders to go after assets to try to pay back what people have stolen from this country.
A lot of this stuff is in your book, Truth, Lies, and Control, Finding Hope in an Upside-Down World. You sound pretty hopeless. Is there really hope in this world?
Oh, there's tremendous hope, and let me tell you why. If you look in the book, here's the chapters you see in the book. Here's what we're doing. We are going after the corruption. However, it will happen again if we don't make fundamental changes. What you will read in the book is, how did we get into this mess to begin with? I'll give you a couple quick examples. We have an educational system that is totally corrupt. We're allowing them to teach our children to have no respect for authority, no values, and no respect for America. We're going to have to change our educational system. We have allowed a justice system to become two-tiered. You get one form of justice if you have particular connections or influence, another form if you don't. All of this you will see in the book is how we got to where we're at today. Nobody, as far as I can tell, likes where we're at today. But the hope is that through understanding how we got here, abandoning God's principles, we can return to God's principles. Our God is a great God. He's a great God of mercy. He's a great God of second chances if we repent. We have the ability to do something that has never been done in history before. We came to the bridge, to the very edge of destruction in this country. God's giving us a second chance today. We'll reach out and grab it. But we have to make these fundamental changes. We have to restore our God first and foremost in this country. And I believe America is ready to do so. It's time for revival.
So, Michael, what can we do as people that maybe aren't involved in the governmental affairs every day? What can we do to help these changes come about?
That's very easy. You'll see this in my book. Here's all I'm asking from the American people. If you're in a position of influence, great. But if you're not, just stand for the truth. You see, I'll use a classic example. You'll be hanging out with your friends, and they'll make a comment. Well, I just heard of these. Can you believe what they're trying to do to shut down the government or this or that? Know the truth. And instead of just sitting there and saying, oh, yeah, you're right, I can't believe it, stand for the truth. Say, here are the facts, here are the violations of principles, and it's time we as a nation have values and principles once again. It's the only way we're going to survive. If every American will do that, we will have revival in this country, and we will turn the tide very quickly.
The whole sports scene has also been turned upside down.
It is correct. And, you know, quite frankly, it's because of in the past, a lack of values and principles. We're now seeing more and more sports members that are realizing that, you know, if you don't have values and principles, you have nothing. We've experienced that, and America has come up dry and empty because they put their faith in the wrong teachings, that there were no values or principles. There is a creator. He created us for a reason. Find your purpose in life. Get in that lane and make a difference. And let me put it, you'll see this in the book as well. What is your purpose in life? You know, we all have, God made every one of us individuals. But God also made every one of us to take care of our fellow man. And what do I mean by that? There are needs. You determine that you're going to find a need and help fulfill that need. God will bless you for it. You'll find purpose. You'll find joy. And God will turn this nation around in us doing that together as a country.
Michael, your book, Truth, Lies, Control, Finding Hope in an Upside Down World. How can people get your book?
They go to our website, investusa.org. They can certainly make a donation to our officers to put active shooter vests on them, and I will donate and give you a book for your willingness to help our first responders. They can go to Amazon, Books A Million, any other place and look it up. online and order a copy as well, whatever way they hope to do it. But you know what's great? Get a copy of the book, read it, and then share it with some of your friends. This is how we got to this mess. Can we all stand together and turn this country around?
What would you like to share about any? You have so many chapters in your book that I could go into, but this show would be 3 or 4 days. So we have a few minutes left. What is the most important thing that you'd like to share with our listeners and give them some action plan?
Well, let me do this. This is what you'll see is the central theme of the book. How did we get in this mess? We decided we were more concerned about ourselves. We came back from World War II. We had fought a great war. But we decided, you know what? It's about me now. And there are more than too many opportunities that the devil presents through the government to help. Oh, don't worry. We'll educate your kids. You want to be responsible for them in the war. You can take that load off you. We'll do this. We'll do that. You ought to have 2 family incomes. You ought to have 2 cars. You ought to have 2 boats. And we got wrapped up into materialism and greed and thinking about ourselves, and that's what got us to the point we're at today. Folks, let me give you one quick statement. You can't take it with you. There is never a U-Haul behind a hearse. Invest your life in what God asked you to invest in, and that's in people. Invest your life in others, and God will reward you for it.
Radical individualism has spread like a cancer in American society to the extent that sacrifice now looks like weakness. Why do you make that statement, Michael?
I do because of what I have seen across our great country. I've seen the devastation of sin. I've seen how people are not safe. People can't take care of each other. We can't take care of our veterans. We can't take care of it. And it's all boiled down to the fact that we abandoned principles for ourselves. We kicked God out of schools. We kicked God out of our institutions. And when we say kick God out, here's what the liberals thought that to mean. Anything that deals with God. So the Ten Commandments came from God. Got to kick those out too. They tried to kick everything out and make us an amoral society. It doesn't exist. You're either moral or immoral. It's one or the other. And we became an immoral society. And that's what causes such grief and heartache that we're experiencing today.
Michael, do you think we'll ever get back to where we should be in this world?
I believe we have 4 years to make a dent in it. And I believe from what I see across the country as I travel all over, I see people are desperate and they are very hungry to do so. So I'm praying for revival. There's going to be a lot of national revival platforms that we're helping to promote and get out across this country over the next 12 months. In tune form, we'll make sure you're informed, Judy. It's time that we readjust our attitudes and focus on what's really matter.
Our God is greater than all of this mess, and we can pray. And Michael has given you some stuff to pray for. How can churches get more involved in this whole scene?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, Drew. That's one of the things I'm very critical about in my book, is the churches abandoned us, and they became more concerned about being country clubs and not offending than they came about proclaiming the truth. Our churches need to be restored to spirituality and to wholeness once again and righteousness. Proclaim the truth. People would rather hear the truth than to hear you try to make them feel good and feel like they're just part of a country club. That gets us nowhere.
Invest USA. Share a little bit about that too, Michael.
One of the key things as we begin this process is those that are making the greatest sacrifice, our military and our first responders, need to know that we support them. So whether it doesn't make any difference whether you can donate a dollar, whatever you can donate, we want to tell every first responder, our military, that millions upon millions of American Christians support them and are praying for them and backing them. If we can deliver that message, we will change the morale, we will change the perception, and we will restore hope once again.
And the vests that you're providing?
We provide active shooter vests real quickly to let you know the difference. 30 years ago, you had a concealable vest, one that you wore underneath your shirt. It would stop any handgun. That was all that was really needed because at the time, criminals were ashamed of being a criminal, and they tried to hide their weapon before they committed the crime. Now they're very proud of it. So they don't use a pistol. They use a long-range rifle, an AK-47 and others. Those will cut right through that vest that you wear under your shirt. We had to create new technology called active shooter vests with titanium plates that will stop any round But unfortunately, 90% of our officers do not have this new technology, and they're out there willing to put their lives on the line anyway. The least we can do is show them our support, that we care, and try to help them get home to their families safely.
And that's InvestUSA?
InvestUSA.org. They can go to our website. They can make a contribution. They can find all this information about what we are doing and stay abreast and on top of everything that's being done. And quite frankly, they can follow and make a difference in America for generations to come.
And they can also get a copy of your book, Truth, Lies, Control, Finding Hope in an Upside Down World. Michael Letts has been my guest. I'm Judy Redlich. Michael, thanks so much for joining me.
Well, Judy, I will tell you this. It's my honor to be on your show. Thank you for what you're doing to call America back to truth, which is calling America back to God. God bless you. God bless America. There is great hope in the days ahead, but there's a great battle. Make sure you don't give up. Join the fight, and let's make a difference for our future generations.
And we can make a difference. Thank you all for listening. You can always go back to the Bot Radio Network St. Louis page and grab this show and listen to it online. Share it with your friends. Be an active part of our country's changing through God's power. And don't forget to pray. Your prayers can make a difference.
Amen.
This is Encounter. See you next week.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.